It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools has to make up a $65 million budget shortfall. The district is proposing deep cuts to its central office and could freeze the pay raises the teachers won during a strike last year. The district's chief financial officer, Jim Carpenter, says the budget reflects these principles.
Protecting workers that are at the lower end of the wage scale, ensuring that workers at the top end take more of the burden, and a shared commitment there. This is a budget shortfall that is going to require shared commitment.
The teachers' union wants to see the district take more money from federal stimulus and reserves. A school district in Loveland became the first in Colorado last night to adopt a policy to confront gaps in race, religion, and sexual identity. The Thompson School District's Maria Gabriel says it could lead to diversity training for teachers and more teachers of color.
We can have authentic opportunities in which white students and non-white students are having healthy, positive interactions with people who are different than themselves.
The district has a mostly white faculty, while about a quarter of students are students of color. A public lands bill that could bring jobs to Colorado passed the U.S. Senate Wednesday, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Cory Gardner, who shepherded the bill through the chamber, says the entire country stands to benefit from his bipartisan public lands bill.
The entire country, from Alaska and Hawaii to Florida and Maine, benefits from the Great American Outdoor Act. We know this is going to create jobs across the country.
The bill fully funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund and addresses a backlog of maintenance projects at national parks. Democrat Michael Bennett, a co-sponsor of the bill, also credited Coloradans for its passage, saying their calls for investment in public lands helped bring the measure this far. It now moves to the House for consideration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado weather is cooler today. This is CPR News.